सहनाववतु सहना भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्। सो धृतराष्ट्र उवाच इन द फर्स्ट श्लोक वी हैव सीन धर्म क्षेत्रे कुरुक्षेत्रे संवेतायुसव माम का पांडवाश्चैव किम अकुर्वत संजय। Dhritarashtra, in 700 verses, he has said only one verse. First verse is said by Dhritarashtra. He said, Dharma Chetre, this Chetre is Dharma Chetra, because only righteous means will be employed in this Dharma Yuddha. Plus, this Kuru Chetra is Dharma Chetra, because a lot of gods have done tapas or yajna here. And it is a Tirth Sthan in North India. Not only that, it is as famous as Kasi, that anybody dies in Kurukshetra will get liberation. So this is the Dharma Chetra, Kurukshetra. This Kurukshetra is owned by Kurus. Therefore, you get some more power. If you are fighting from your own land, you get more power. Kurukshetra, Samveta. Samveta means those who are standing in the battlefield. That means 11 Akshauni Sena of Kaurav, 7 Akshauni Sena of Pandav, total 18 Akshauni Sena, nearly 4 million people standing there. Kaurav Sena is more, therefore Samveta, they have in a better position. Kaurav are in better position. Samveta, Yusabha, Yusabha, more enthusiastic. They have got the more into. Who? The Kaurav has got the more into. Why? Because Pandava are simple. They wanted only 5 grams. Give us 5 villages only or 5 houses and we are satisfied. But Kaurav wanted to retain the whole kingdom illegally. Therefore, their into is more. So Dhritarashtra has said these 4 words indicating that the Kaurav will be winning. Dharma Chetre. So Krishna cannot do any adharma. Although the proficient in adharma were all the Kaurav were very proficient in doing adharma. Kurukshetra is our land, it's not Pandav land. Samveta, our army is more. Yudhisthira, the enthu is also more from the Kaurav side. Mamaka Pandava, it shows that he is not impartial. Although the Pandava are also from the same family. They are also Kuruvansi. They all grew up in the same palace. But Dhritarashtra now says, Mamka, my children, Kaurav and Pandavas, tell me, Kim Akurvat Sanjay, please tell me, Sanjay, we have seen the meaning of Sanjay. The Sanjay word has got the word Jai, which means he has controlled his senses. He has victory over his senses. Plus, Dhritarashtra is thinking that in the word Sanjay, the Jaya word is there. So therefore, Sanjay will give me some good information about the victory of my children. So when the question was read, after that, the Sanjay started giving the narration. Whatever he is seeing, we have already seen that he has got the Divya Drishti given by Ved Vyasji. And sitting in Hastinapur, Kurukshetra is 160 kilometers away from Delhi, he is now describing, Sanjay is describing. So from verse number 2 to verse number 13, he is giving description of the Kaurav Paksha, and then he will tell about the Pandavas. Drishtva tu pandavanikam vyudham duryodhanastada acharyam upasangamya raja vachanam abravit. Drishtva, having seen. Who has seen? Duryodhan is seeing. Drishtva pandavanikam, he is seeing the army of Pandavas, his enemies. Vyudham, the formation. Formation of army, seeing the formation of the army of the Pandava. Duryodhan, then Acharya Mupasangamaya. He went to Acharya. His Acharya was Dronacharya. He went to Acharya, not to commander-in-chief. He was frightened. Seeing the formation of the army of Pandavas, he was so frightened, instead of going to the Bhishma Pitamaha, who is the commander-in-chief of the Kaurav side, he went to Acharya, Dronacharya. How he went? See, even Duryodhan was student of Dronacharya. But he went as a Raja. Next word is Raja. Not as a Shishya, as a Raja. He was diplomatic, very shrewd. Raja, Vachanam Abhavit, he said some few words. What did he say? Pasetam Panduputranam Acharya Mahatim Chamum Vyudham Drupadaputrena Tabasisena Dhimata. Pasetam, see. What? Panduputranam Acharya Mahati Chamum. This Panduputra, Pandav has made this great army of the Pandav. Vyudham, formation. Who has done? Drupadaputrena. Drupad. In the last discourse, I said that he was enemy of Dronacharya. No, he was friend of Dronacharya. Drupad was friend. But his son, Drishtadyumna, was born to kill Dronacharya. And he was also student of Dronacharya. He says, you see the formation. Who has done this formation? Drupad Putrena. He has done it. How is that putra? How is that son? Dhimatam. He's very intelligent. And who is he, that Drishtadyumna? Tavasishya, your student. Your student has done such a good formation that now he is frightened. With 7 Achauni Sena, he is frightened. Duryodhan is frightened. Like you see, even when a thief sees a policeman, a constable, he is frightened inside. He always thinks, oh, he perhaps knows me. He will arrest me. Similarly, there was unrighteousness in Duryodhan. That was his inner conscience was always saying that this is adharma he is doing. Therefore, he was very much frightened. Then he is saying the Pandav side of army. So he will chant 4, 5, 6 together.
Verse 4, 5, 6. Atra shura maheshwasaha.
Atra shura maheshwasaha.
Bhimarjuna samayudhi.
Bhimarjuna samayudhi.
Yuyudhano viratascha.
Yuyudhano viratascha.
Drupadascha maharathaha.
Drupadascha maharathaha.
Drishtaketusche kitanaha.
Drishtaketusche kitanaha.
Kashirajascha viryavan.
Kashirajascha viryavan.
Purujit kunti bhojascha.
Purujit kunti bhojascha.
शैव्यश्च नरपुङ्गवः
शैव्यश्च नरपुङ्गवः
युधामन्युश्च विक्रान्तः
युधामन्युश्च विक्रान्तः
उत्तमौजाश्च वीर्यवान्
उत्तमौजाश्च वीर्यवान्
सौभद्रो द्रौपदेयाश्च
सौभद्रो द्रौपदेयाश्च
सर्व एव महारथाः
सर्व एव महारथाः अत्र शूरा महेश्वासाः भीमार्जुनसमायुधि युयुधानो विराटश्च द्रुपदश्च महारथः दृष्टकेतुश्चेकितानः काशीराजश्च वीर्यवान् पुरुजित्कुन्तिभोजश्च शैल्यश्च नरपुङ्गवः युधामन्युश्च विक्रान्तः उत्तमौजाश्च वीर्यवान् सौभद्रो द्रौपदेयाश्च सर्व एव महारथाः
Now Duryodhan is seeing the Pandav side of army and he can see 17 Maharatha. Sarva Eva Maharatha. These are all Maharathis from the Pandav side. Who are they? Atrasura. Atrasura means the great warriors. Sura. Maheshwasa. Maheshwasa means great archers. Who are they? Yuyudhano. And how are they? Bhima Arjun Samayudhi. Yudhi means in the battlefield. These all 17s are equal to Bhim and Arjun. Of the same stature. Bhim Arjun Samayudhi. Yuyudhano. Yuyudhana. Our Pujya Gurudev has written about each one of them. A little bit of description is very informative. Yuyudhana was a Krishna charioteer who was also called later in the Gita by his other name, Satyaki. So Yuyudhana and Satyaki. Virat was the king of Matsya, living on the sacred land between Yamuna and Saraswati. If you have got a little bit of idea, Yamuna and Saraswati, all in the North India. The land between that is called Matsya, living on the sacred land between the Yamuna and Saraswati, in whose palace the Pandav brothers with their wife Draupadi took shelter during their 1 year's of life of incognito. Drupada was the king of the Panchal Desh. Drupada was the king of Panchal Desh and his daughter was Panchali or Draupadi. And where is this Panchal Desh? Between Delhi and Gwalior. That space, that area is called Panchal Desh, father-in-law Pandava. Drishtaketu was the king of Chedis and the brother-in-law of Nakula. Chekitan was warrior in Pandav forces. The king of Kasi was a tribal chieftain whose capital was on the banks of Ganges near modern Banaras. Kasi Raj. Remember I told you about the Kasi Raj, three daughters, Swayambar, Amba, Ambika and Ambalika. Same Kasi Raj. Purujit and Kunti Bhoj were both brothers and the latter had adopted Kunti, who later married King Pandu and became the famous mother of the Pandavas. Saibhya was the king of Sibi tribe. Then Yudhamanyu and Uttamaujaj were both prominent local chiefs who had thrown in their lot with the Pandav forces. Subhadra, the son of Subhadra, Saubhadra, the son of Subhadra, the sister of Sri Krishna given in marriage to Arjun, and the son born of her for Arjun was Abhimanyu, who exhibited in great war superhuman heroism and ultimately died fighting against the terrible odds. Draupadeya were the sons of Draupadi, of five Pandavas. Can anybody tell me the five sons of Draupadi? From Yudhishthir, Draupadi got Pratibindhya. From Bhim, Shrutsen. From Arjun, Shrutkirti. from Nakul Satani, from Sahadev Sutkarma. These were the five sons of Draupadi. So 17 Maharathis, including Atirath, were on the Pandav side, which Duryodhan could identify. Who is a Maharathi? A Maharath is a warrior who can single-handedly fight 10,000 warriors at a time, not one by one. 10,000 soldiers at a time. And Atirath is that one who can fight between 1,000 to 10,000. Ratha is one who can tackle with 1,000. Ardharatha means less than 1,000. So these Maharathas included Atirath also. Atirath also. So 17 he could see. Next verse.
7. Asmakam tu vishishtaye.
Asmakam tu vishishtaye.
Tanni bodha dvijottama.
Tanni bodha dvijottama.
Nayaka mama sainyasya sanyartham tan bravimite asmakam tu vishishtaye tanni bodha dvijottama nayaka mama sainyasya Sanyartham tan bravimite.
Now after describing the enemy side, Pandava side, now he is telling about his own side. Who are the great heroes in his own army? Asmakam, ours. Tu Vishishta. Vishishta means the great ones, the special ones. Te tan nibodha, for your knowledge. He is telling to Dronacharya. Duryodhan is talking to Dronacharya. Who is Dronacharya? Dronacharya is his teacher, number one. Number two, he is number two in the hierarchy. Number one is Bhishma Pitamaha. When the Bhishma Pitamaha dropped his body on the 10th day of war, he was made commander-in-chief, Dronacharya. To him, the Raja Duryodhan is saying, Tan Nibodha, as if the second person in hierarchy doesn't know his own army. Tan Nibodha, Dvijottama, O Dvij. Dvij means Brahman. Among the Brahman, Uttam, the best among the Brahman. O Dvij. Why Brahman is called Dvij? First we take birth, that is our first birth, when the Upanayan is done. When we get the Gayatri Mantra, it is our second birth. Why second birth? Because our spiritual journey starts from that day. We get the Gayatri Mantra. So Dvijottama is a taunting word by Duryodhan. Why? Oh, you are Brahman. The war is a feed for the Kshatriya. What do you know about the war? You know the Shastra, you know the archery and all that. You know nothing about war. Taunting, Dvijottama. Nayaka mam sainyasya. Nayaka, these are the leaders from my side. Mam sainya, my is not Bhishma, or it is not Acharya, Dronacharya. It is my army, mam sainyasya. Sangyartham tan brabhimite. And I am telling you some names, I will tell you. Sangyanath, as if he doesn't know. Mama sainyasya, Raja Duryodhan is saying, it is my army, that means whatever I say, you have to follow. Although the word asmakam is there in the first line, he says, our, but immediately in the second line, he says, mama sainya, my army. Shows his hypocrisy. For your knowledge, I am telling you. Indirectly, O Dronacharya, my guru, you also have to execute whatever I see. Next.
Verse 8. Bhavan bhishmascha karnascha.
Bhavan bhishmascha karnascha.
Kripascha samitinjayah.
Kripascha samitinjayah.
Ashvatthama vikarnascha.
Ashvatthama vikarnascha.
Sovadattisthathaivacha.
Somadattisthathaivacha.
Bhavan bhishmascha karnascha. Kripascha samitinjayah. Ashvatthama vikarnascha. Somadattisthathaivacha.
So here he gives the name of seven heroes of his own party, own army. In case of Pandav, he could see 17 Maharathis. From the Kaurav side, he is giving only 7. You see, whatever he was saying, Dronacharya kept mum. He didn't say even a single sentence. But from the face of any person, you can make out whether that person is happy or not happy. When you are talking to him, when Duryodhan is talking, Dronacharya kept quiet. Like, suppose one husband gets some reprimand and something happened in the office, his mood is bad. When he comes back from home, what happens? He sours on his wife, no? All his anger. Aur to koi milega nahi. And he will tell, oh, I told you to do the washing today. Load dishwasher. Or do this thing, that thing, I have given you a list. Oh, you have not done nothing, this and that. He is not giving a fair chance to his wife to explain why she could not do it. He is shouting. In the meantime, slowly, slowly, he sees the red face of his wife. She is also getting angry. At that time, husband will tone down his volume. No, darling. I didn't mean that. I'm going to help you. I will do it. You could not do it. Okay, doesn't matter. Same thing. He starts with Bhavan. He is seeing the face of Dronacharya and he understands that he is not in a happy mood. So he is saying, you are one of the Maharathis, Bhavan. He should have taken the name of Bhishma first, commander-in-chief. Commander-in-chief is coming in the second, after Bhavan. Bhavan, Bhishma. Commander-in-chief, Bhishma. Karna, Karna is Maharathi. Kripascha, Kripacharya was the Kulguru. Ashwatthama, son of Dronacharya. Vikarna, Smitinjaya. 7 names. Out of 7 names, 4 names are related to Dronacharya. Bhavan, Kripacharya was brother-in-law of Dronacharya. Ashwatthama was son of Dronacharya. Vikarna was son-in-law of Dronacharya. To give a cheap glory to his guru, whom he has already offended, now he's telling 4 names of his family in one sloka. Somadatta, son of Somadatta, they were the 7 names he could give. Next.
Verse 9. Anne cha bahava shuraha.
Anye cha bahavah shuraha.
Madarthe tyakta jivitaha.
Madarthe tyakta jivitaha.
Nana shastra praharanaha.
नानाशस्त्रप्रहरणाः
सर्वे युद्धविशारदाः
सर्वे युद्धविशारदाः
अन्ये च बहवः शूराः मदर्थे त्यक्तजीविताः नानाशस्त्रप्रहरणाः सर्वे युद्धविशारदाः
अन्ये च बहवः There are many others also, but he is not remembering. He is not able to tell the names of others. It doesn't mean that only seven were Maharati. No, there were more Maharatis. But out of fear, he was not able to say anything. Anne cha bhava. Anne means Salya, Kritaka, Varma, etc. Bhava, Sura, Madarthe, Taktajivita, Madarthe. They are all ready to give their life for me. Not Dronacharya, not for Bhishma. This 11 Akshauhini Sena, they are all assembled here to give their lives here. That means he also knew that all these people will die. Madarthe takta jivitaha. Nana sastra parana, they are proficient in using different types of weapons or missiles. Sarve yuddha visharadaha, and they are proficient in this yuddha. I mean, they have done, learned to use different weapons. Yuddha visharadaha. Like in music, we have got a visharad. Different type of levels are there. One is visharad. Similarly, in the yuddha also there is visharad. Yuddha visharadaha. Here you will find the view of Duryodhana is that all these people are ready to die for me, but later on in chapter 1 you will find the Arjun's view. Arjun's view later on you will find that he will say, I am not going to fight. Why? These all people will die. Why should I fight? I am fighting for them. If these people are not there, what for is the kingdom? If subject is not there, if praja is not there, what is the raja then? I am fighting for them. If they are will not be there, I don't want victory. I don't want any raja. So you will find two different views. And Duryodhana is thinking they are all going to die for me. And Arjun is thinking I am fighting for them. Just opposite. Next.
Verse 10. अपर्याप्तं तदस्माकम्
अपर्याप्तं तदस्माकम्
बलं भीष्माभिरक्षितं
बलं भीष्माभिरक्षितं
पर्याप्तं त्विदमेतेषां
पर्याप्तं त्विदमेतेषां
बलं भीमाभिरक्षितं
बलं भीमाभिरक्षितं अपर्याप्तं तदस्माकं बलं भीष्माभिरक्षितं पर्याप्तं त्विदमेतेषां बलं भीमाभिरक्षितम्
अपर्याप्तम् अपर्याप्तम् मीन्स् अनलिमिटेड् पर्याप्तम् मीन्स् लिमिटेड् अपर्याप्तम् अनलिमिटेड् तद् अस्माकं बलं बलं मीन्स् आर्मी आवर् आर्मी इस् अनलिमिटेड् Bhishma Bhirachitam, and it is led by Bhishma Pitamaha. And how is the army of Pandava? Paryaptam. Paryaptam is limited. Ours is unlimited because we have got 11 Akshauhini Senas, and Pandava has got only 7 Akshauhini, so therefore 7 Akshauhini is limited. Ours is unlimited. Paryaptam tvidva etesam balam bhima bhirachitam, and the army which is led by Bhim. But the Pandav army was not led by Bhim. It was led by Drishtadyumna. He was the commander. He made the formation, Vyudham. But he has written Bhim because he was afraid of Bhim. Duryodhan was afraid of Bhim. So that was And now Bhishma has got many good qualities. He had one Ichhamrityu. Do you remember Ichhamrityu? death has provision. Who gave him that boon? His father gave. What was his name? Shantanu. Why he gave that boon? Because he has taken that vow that I will be celibate throughout my life and I will not claim kingdom. Therefore, he was given that boon, Ichchamrityu. Bhishma Pitama has fought with Parushuram and defeated Parushuram also. He fought many wars and won the battles. Therefore, Bhishma is a really, really a great warrior. Bhishma word has got three letters, B, Sa, Ha, and Ma. And Bhim has got two, B and Ma. Duryodhan is thinking that all the army led by Bhima will be swallowed by Bhishma. Because Bhishma has got B, Ha, Sa, and Ma. Three letters are there. And Bhima has got only two letters. Bhishma is more powerful. He has got the Ichchamrityu boon. He has won many, many battles also. So his army will be swallowed by that. There is another meaning of paryaptam and aparyaptam. Paryaptam means sufficient. Aparyaptam means... Now the meaning will be totally opposite. If we take it limited, unlimited, that means Kaurav's army is unlimited. Pandav is limited. And if you reverse take it as a sufficient, then Pandav army is sufficient, our army is aparyaptam, not sufficient. So two types of thoughts are going inside the Duryodhan's mind, which Sanjay could read it. Because he was frightened. Then immediately he gave some instructions. Verse 11.
Ayaneshu cha sarveshu.
Ayaneshu cha sarveshu.
Yatha bhagam avasthitaha.
Yatha bhagam avasthitaha.
Bhishma meva virakshantu.
Bhishma meva virakshantu.
Bhavantas sarvaivahi.
Bhavantas sarvaivahi.
Ayaneshu cha sarveshu. Yatha bhagam avasthitaha. Bhishma meva virakshantu. Bhavantas sarvaivahi.
Raja Duryodhan is now telling Bhavantaha, Bhavantaha to Dronacharji. Bhavantaha, Dronacharji, Sarva Evahi, Sarva, all others who are standing here. What we have to do? Ayanesu to Sarvesu, Ayanesu from all directions. So many people are there, there are many divisions. Ayanesu Sarvechu Yatha Bhakam Abhasthita, wherever they are standing in each battalion. And it is supposed that the Bhishma Pitama is going from one battalion to another battalion, third, fourth, and giving instruction. At that time, what we have to do? Bhishma Eva Abhirachantu, Bhishma Eva Elo. You have to protect Bhishma. Not Bhavanta, Dronacharya. आप कौन खेल की मूली हो एज इफ द्रोणाचार्य इज नोबडी व्हाई इज दिस एटीट्यूड बिकॉज द्रोणाचार्य इज नॉट रिस्पॉन्डिंग टू हिज टॉक द्रोणाचार्य इज कीपिंग क्वाइट सो ऑल ऑफ यू इंक्लूडिंग द्रोणाचार्य Your job is as a Raja Duryodhan. I am giving order. All of you have to protect Bhishma Pitama. Now Bhishma Pitama was standing next to Dronacharya. Next to Dronacharya. Lord Krishna is very diplomatic. When he said, you take my rath, it will come later on. He brought the chariot in front of Dronacharya and Bhishma Pitama. Now, Bhishma Pitama is overhearing the talk between Duryodhan and Dronacharya. He is seeing the face of Dronacharya also, that he is not happy. And he knows, Duryodhan also, that if I don't interfere now, this fellow will fall down. He's so nervous. At that time, Bhishma Pitama, next verse.
Verse 12. Tasya sanjanayan harsham.
Tasya sanjanayan harsham.
Guru vriddha pitamahah.
Guru vritta pitamaha
simhanadam vinadyochaihi
simhanadam vinadyochaihi
shankham dadmau pratapavan
shankham dadmau pratapavan
tasya sanjanayan harsham
guru vritta pitamahah Simhanadam vinadyochaihi shankham dadmau pratapavan.
Tasya for Duryodhan, Sanjanayan harsam for cheering Duryodhan, Kuru Vriddha, the senior most, Bhishma Pitamaha, Pitamaha, grandfather of Duryodhan. Who was father of Duryodhan? Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra's father? Vichitravirya. And the cousin of Vichitravirya was Bhishma Pitama. Therefore, he was Pitama, grandfather. Singhanadam Vinodachai. Singhanadam, like a lion's roar. Vinodachai Sankadadma Pratapvan. The Pratapvan Bhishma Pitama blew his conch. The word used is dadmau. Remember this. And remember also, the name of the conch is not given. We will see in our next class, when the Pandavas started blowing their conch, then what happened? Then we will compare the conch of Bhishma Pitama and the conch of other people, this and that, and what was the word used on the other side. Pratapvan. Then what happened after that? Next verse.
Verse 13. Tata shankhascha bhiryascha.
Tata shankhascha bhiryascha.
Pranavanaka gomukhaha.
Panavanaka gomukhaha
sahasyaivabhyahanyanta
sahasyaivabhyahanyanta
sashabdastumulo bhavata
sashabdastumulo bhavata
tatashankascha dhiryascha panavanaka gomukhaha sahasyaivabhyahanyanta
Tata, thereafter, once the conch was blown by Bhishma Pitama, after that, Sankhascha, different division of the army, they have got their own Sankha, they all started blowing their Sankha. Variascha means Nagara. Do you know the Nagara? It's something like an oval shape, and they beat like this, Nagara. Nagara. A type of drum, kettle drum, you can say. Panavanakaha, panava means the tabors, anaka means military drums. Gomukha, cow horns. Sahasa, quite suddenly, without giving a break. Abhyahanyata, blared forth. Sahasabda, tumulo, abhavat. And there was a tremendous sound. Now, who officially started battle? Kaurav from the Bhishma. They are adharmi. Isn't it? So in real life also you'll find adharmi people will take the first step. In real life also you'll find the adharmi will always take the first step. Officially, war is now declared. They have accepted. Now, war will start. So up to this sloka, from verse number 2 to 13, is the description of the Kaurav party by Sanjay. Now, verse number 14 onward, Sanjay will be giving report of the Pandav side. When you listen to this report, you will find that perhaps Sanjay is favoring Pandavas, you know. Perhaps he is favoring. And I have already told you who is Sanjay. He is a pure-hearted person. He has controlled his senses. He was the fit person to be given that divine eye, Divya Chakshu. Now tell me, a person who is a pure-hearted, will he support a dharmic person or a dharmic person? Dharmic person. So it was quite natural for him to be little bit this side. Then other reason for this was also, he was giving the description so that Dhritarashtra, he is still emperor, he is still Raja. Even after listening this, he can order stop. Is it not so? But he will not think that way. He is giving very correct information. This is happening on this side, this is happening, this side, this is happening. But Dhritarashtra will not listen. We'll see further in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om.